You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Adar has a special force, and the force of the Chodesh Adar is that the mazal is very high for Am Yisrael. And the Gemara suggests, in case you have sichsuchim with somebody, you know what that is?
No.
Oh, good. Baruch Hashem. If you have some type of matters with, obviously not a Yehudi, with a non-Jew, try to drag it to a month of Adar. So this way, you have a much higher chance to win. Like, God forbid, if you need to go to the court and so on, because the month of Adar, the mazal is very high. So now, obviously the question, what's the question here?
Why is it so high?
I'm sorry?
Why the mazal Adar?
So obviously the question here is, we believe in mazal be'Israel. There is no mazal be'Israel. How do we know that there is no mazal be'Israel? We don't believe in mazalot. Because we see that we have a dialogue with Ribbono Shel Olam Avraham Avinu, that it says in Sefer Bereshit, Vayotze oto hachutza vayomer habet na hashamayma. So simply means that Ribbono Shel Olam took Avraham Avinu out of his tent, and then he said, look at Shamayim. So now here Rashi HaKadosh explains, what does that mean? So Ribbono Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu that when he took him out of his tent, that means you're not bound to mazalot. You cannot say, my life is like this, no matter what I do, you know, that's how I, you know, it's designated, that's what my destiny is. This is not true at all. So from here we see that when he says, habetna, min ha-shamayim, Ribbono Shel Olam took Avraham Avinu to Shamayim, up in Shamayim, and had him to stare down on earth. So that means we are above mazalot. We are above mazalot. So there's no such a thing as mazal. So now then, there's a contradiction. Why the Gemara says that you have to use and benefit the mazal of Chodesh Adar? We just said that there is no mazal in Israel. So why Gemara says that Chodesh Adar has a special mazal? No, mazal means fortune. That the fortune of the Adar is great, is high. And on the contrary, the Gemara says, Mishenechnas av mema'etim v'simcha. And then Gemara brings, on the contrary, as we explained, that if you have some type of matter with somebody, so then try to work it out on Adar, because your chance to win is much greater. So now, on the contrary, on Chodesh Av, you have to stay away. So that means there are things that that you might want to get it solved, and get rid of it. You should not do it in Chodesh Av, because Chodesh Av, the mazal is down. Chodesh Adar, the mazal is up. So what we just said, there's no mazal being said.
Yeah, it's like that's why we have our head up. So actually, it's our head up on months of Adar, but of Matan Torah.
Well, Chodesh Adar, well, we see when we went through such a Chassadim, that Ribbono Shel Olam saved us from hand of Haman. So now obviously, has a foundation that we had such a great Geula. So now here, Chodesh Adar was designated. So that means that you're always able to use this opportunity. But again, the Gemara, what we believe in, there's a contradiction. Gemara says Adar has a mazal. Chodesh Av doesn't have a mazal. But we just explained, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Ein mazal b'Yisrael. We took him out of the tent and told him, Habet nam
mehashamayim.
Ah, so now here, right. So Chodesh Adar actually is a double benefit that we can gain. Because Rashi HaKadosh, when the Gemara says, the Mabim B'Simcha, actually, Rashi HaKadosh brings this, refers to Adar and Nisan. So that means, actually, Chodesh Adar was the month of Geulah, and then it continued that we celebrate in Pesach, that is Chodesh Geulah. So that's why the Adar has a special, of course, in Chodesh Kislev, we had Geulah, we had the Chanukah and so on, but it's not the same as Chodesh Adar, because Adar and Nisan is connected together. Yeah, why? Because the month of, unfortunately, the disaster that came about, so now the mazal is down because we lost two Batei HaMikdashot, and Chodesh Av was designated as month of disaster and unfortunate, you know. So then the mazal is very down. We have Chodesh Adar.
Yeah, there is no halachot, like to lower on the simcha, or to higher on the simcha. There is no halachot there. It doesn't say on the Shulchan Aruch. You have to make most.
No, we have, like, no, we have the Chodesh Adar, because it's month of Marbim B'Simcha. People try to get married on Chodesh Adar, to start a business on Chodesh Adar.
Why did Gemara use the mazal there?
So we have to figure out. Yeah, that's the whole point. So Harav Ibn Ezra Zatzal explains, it is true that there's no mazal b'Yisrael. We don't believe in mazal. Why? Because you designate your destiny. It's not that you are set to go through life in such a way. There's no such a thing.
The time and everything, but you're
going to
change the mazal of the baby. That's another thing.
What do you mean? If
the doctor say, let's go and do special C-section,
they said you shouldn't listen to the
doctor. You
should got to
go
on a
normal baby, because
if
you change
no,
the
has
time, then the mazal of the baby
going to
change.
No, we have a special forbidden act that you should not rely on the timing, the day, and so on. Like if somebody sneezes, you cannot say, you know, you have to stay in the house, you know, and so on. You know, we have, you know, the whole.
It says the mazal of the da, mazal of this, mazal of that, they have it. The Gemara, they talk about the people who are cruel, like blood.
Yes, we have the fact of the matter, there's astrology. We have like stars and kohavim and you know, all of these things. It's true. So now, here, Harav Ibn Ezra explains.
You can mess up, we don't have a mazal, but you can mess it up. If you can destroy your own mazal, mess it up.
No, exactly as we explained, Ibn Shalom to Avraham Avinu, it's not that it's designated. Whatever that is, you know, is going to happen to you, you're going to go through life. You create your mazal. You create your destiny. That's what Hashem told Avraham Avinu. So now what Hashem told Avraham Avinu contradicts with what the Gemara says. So Harav Ibn Ezra Zatzal explains that the mazal, it is true. It exists. But only if you follow the direction of Ibn Shola. So that means you can use the potential that Adar has. But it's not that you feel you can take advantage of the Chodesh Adar because it's a It's a Mesugal month. That doesn't work. But if you follow the direction of Ibn Shalom, so that means that if you follow his guidance, his Torah, Mitzvot, so then Adar could benefit you. But if you want to take advantage of Chodesh Adar, that's not how it works. Yeah.
So what that means is
Yeah. That's only based on that's how Harav Evin is that experience. But if you want to take advantage of as something that people feel it's a segula, it's not going to work.
Like,
it doesn't.
Yeah.
So actually, it's a way that people like.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.